My brother would like to sing for you tonight a song about America's greatest working man.
Bum bum.
This working man's name was John Henry. And John Henry was the greatest steel driver that ever lived.
That's true.
John Henry was a great man. He was a powerful man.
He was a giant of a man.
I said he was a powerful man. And John Henry worked driving that steel, and he'd outdrive
anybody.
He
was a giant of a man.
All right. John Henry was a giant of a man. Now, when John Henry was just 10 years old, he ran away from home and started working on the railroad. And right away, he was working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
Wow.
And as a result, John Henry never had a chance to finish his formal education. John Henry didn't graduate from high school.
John Henry didn't get to finish his formal education. He didn't get to graduate from high school. He was working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. So as a result, he didn't get to finish his formal education or graduate from high school.
Right.
7 days a week, 12 hours a day is working.
Yes.
Seven times 12. Carry the one. That's a lot of hours.
Yes. And even though John Henry didn't get to graduate from high school, this didn't hurt him because he became world famous. And that's a real tribute to this man's greatness, that this fame never did go to his head, because John Henry never became a wealthy railroad tycoon nor a wealthy railroad magnate.
That's true, because John Henry, if he wanted, he could have become a typhoon or a maggot, but oh no.
I didn't say that.
Just a big, dumb high school dropout.
We like to sing for you the very exciting song, the driving song, the ballad of John Henry.
Drive on, John! When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel and said,
stop that. Now that's ridiculous. What do you mean going?
Just a little baby. He's only 3 months old. Little babies can't talk very well.
I don't care how babies talk. That is ridiculous.
What do you expect a little 3-month-old baby to say?
Oh, look at father.
No.
Well, I hit it with my hammer, Daddy. Whop.
All right. Now, I told you to sing about John Henry, and I want you to sing about a John Henry who is much older. Older, more mature.
You mean a giant of a man.
A giant John Henry, that's right, Tommy. You sing about a John Henry with power and passion and purpose. You sing about a driving John Henry, a driving man.
John Henry was much older, sitting on his daddy's knee. His daddy picked him up and he threw him on the floor and said, this baby's wet all over.
No. Tommy, stop. Tommy, I said sing about him when he was much older.
He was 19 years old. Kid had a problem.
You know? I didn't say that.
Yeah. Well, he beat the draft.
All right, that's just...
John Henry's father was very angry with John Henry. John Henry's, by the way, John Henry's father's name was O.
O?
O Henry.
Since my brother doesn't know anything about history, I think I'd like to introduce a song that he wrote. Now, I know my brother wrote this song about a truthful experience. We were at a Halloween party, and a young lady arrived at the party with the most unusual costume on, and he decided to write a song about it.
No, you wrote. You wrote.
My brother wrote the song. He's
you
very
wrote,
modest.
You
but
wrote part
Tommy
of it,
actually
you?
Did write this song.
No, my
about
brother
this
wrote the lyrics. I just worked a little on the words.
Anyway, the song was written
and
about a young lady who wore an unusual costume. You know, tell him about the costume.
I think you'll probably get a chuckle out of this. What this girl wore at the Halloween costume party. You probably really chuckle a lot. She came to this Halloween costume party tattooed as the map of the world. Okay.
Her eyes were cyan, her nose was Hindustan, and on her knees was grease.
Grease on her knees.
Back was Brazil, her chest was Bunker Hill, her hips were Constantinople.
Just then I saw my wife, and to avoid all future strife,
I let the rest of the world go.